top 100 player reveal of all time.
So this used to be a bigger deal. This used to be a bigger deal.
It's not that. It's not even about the list. It was just making me think more about the Chiefs because I'll be honest, their first day they released players 199 for the first day. I'm like, guys, I refuse to pay attention for players 199. And then you're going to tell me the next day it's 98 and 97. I don't have that kind of patience. I'm not checking your website every day as you reveal two players at a time. But really, I was thinking about the players who have consistently been on this list for the Chiefs, and we know who they are. Patrick Mahomes, Chris Jones, and Travis Kelce have been regular fixtures on the NFL Top 100 pretty much the entirety of their careers and certainly the last decade of the NFL. I know Patrick Mahomes has been in the league for a decade, but you get the point. Those guys have been consistently on that list. And all it reminded me is that the Chiefs really, this year, I think, need to find a player on their list that is going to be on there for the next 5 to 10 years. Look, Trent McDuffie is probably going to find himself on that list, so maybe they've begun that process. But I think in order to be the kind of competitor that you are, you need to regularly have three players on, not this list, but three top 75 players in the NFL need to be on your roster in perpetuity if you want to be the kind of dynastic team I'm used to the Chiefs being. I think Chris Jones and Travis Kelce are getting ready to graduate off of that list in the next 2 years. Travis Kelce's probably already graduated from it, and Chris Jones over the next couple of years. All right, we got Mahomes. Let's agree that Trent McDuffie is getting ready to supplant himself on that list. Who's the third? That's the question. Who is the guy who can be on that list for the next 5 years for you to make sure that you have the kind of top-level talent you need to have every year, I think, to be a perennial powerhouse in the NFL?
Yes.
Is Rashee Rice the best chance?
Well,
is
it if you're talking about skill position players, sure. I was thinking a little bit more, you're going to start seeing, you know,
Creed?
Trey Smith on there, even as a guard. It's tough to get on there as a guard, but I think Trey Smith has a chance to be on there pretty consistently throughout the next 5 years or so. Remember, this is voted on by his peers. It's also an award that in a ballot that so many players have said they've never actually voted on. So there's always some like controversy about how do they even get to this kind of deal. But also on top of it, I think skill position wise, yeah, Rashee Rice would be the only other player I could see getting on that list at some point over the next couple of years. If he has a season, I think he's going to have, which is over 1,300 yards.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, obviously, I would, if you let me choose which player it ends up being, I'll take Rashee Rice or take Xavier. Like, I'd want it to be a skill position.
You agree
guy.
There's only like Creed three
Humphrey
or four
possible. Are they going to put a center on the top 100 list every year?
Based on play, there's probably only three or four players, period, we can even consider for this over the next year. Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith, Rashee Rice, and maybe Karlaftis, but he would have to have a 13-sack season.
I'm trying to think. Is there any? There's not a single other? Not a guy they drafted this year?
No. Josh Simmons? Not anytime soon.
If he immediately put himself in the...
Not anytime soon.
It'd have to be like a Tristan Wirf situation. You have to immediately be that kind of guy.
Yeah, I mean, look at last year's for context. I was trying to... They don't break it down by position. They make this very difficult to try to sort. I was going to try to... Like, Kelce was number 9 last year, if you were wondering, on this list. Max Crosby was 10. Just to give you an idea, Max Crosby was 10th. So, you know, if you're thinking about edge rushers, TJ Watt was 8th. Trent Williams was 7th. Chris Jones was 6th on the list last year. Miles Garrett was 5th. Patrick Mahomes was 4th. McCaffrey was 3rd. He certainly won't be there again. Lamar Jackson was 2. And Tyreek Hill was 1. He certainly would not be number 1 on this year's list.
He was number 1 last year.
Isn't that crazy? He was coming off a season in which he had 1,800 yards.
No, I respect it. But like, I just kind of go through. I mean, Tua was 36 on this list.
McDuffie's the obvious one
ridiculous.
Even this year.
Joe Burrow was 39. He was coming off the injury.
Trent McDuffie's the obvious one for this year that's going to appear on it for the first time, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, if he's not on the list, it is kind of offensive.
Now, he might be 60-something.
But he should be on the list somewhere.
I agree.
Ja'Marr Chase was only 45 on this list.
He'll move up. He'll move up to like 20.
Year.
He'll move up to like 20, if not higher.
Yeah, I think so.
Ja'Marr Chase? Ja'Marr Chase will be top 10.
He was 40 last year.
He'll probably be top 10.
He's jumping 30 spots?
He won the Triple Crown. He'll be top 10.
I'll bet he'll be like 9th.
He got the Triple Crown.
He'll replace the guys like Christian McCaffrey, who will be 50 or something.
You probably think Joe Burrow should be number 5 now.
It's harder to crack.
I think Joe will be top 20.
I got to say.
I think so.
It's harder to crack this list than you probably think. Because even players like Trey Hendrickson or those others, they were in the 80s. DK Metcalf in the 80s. Tristan Wirth in the 80s. Saquon was 86 last year.
He won't be 86 this year.
Saquon will be top 10 as well.
No, he won't be 86 this year.
But here's my issue. I think
the kind of players that you think could have big years, Gold. That's the point.
It's new every year, but we think Saquon is jumping 70 spots?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, somebody's probably falling 70 spots too. Brock Purdy's not going to be 28.
No.
Brock Purdy's not going to be. Here's the guys who are going to drop. Travis Kelce is not going to be 9.
Right.
Brock Purdy is going to drop significantly. Those guys are going to fall pretty far down the list. I don't think that it's not that they won't be on the list.
Yeah.
But they will certainly tank. CJ Stroud will fall from 20 pretty significantly, I would think. Deebo Samuel will probably fall pretty significantly off of 30. Tua will fall pretty far from 36.
Tua probably isn't in the top 100.
What has made the Chiefs dynasty run, and this is why it's not even about like how poorly some of these are ranked from last year. It is about the idea that you have, like, the Chiefs have had 3 guys in regular consideration in the top 50 every single year for 5 to 7 years in a row. And I do think it's important, not that they're actually on this list. The list is bad. And they're wrong a lot on it. Hell, I don't remember which one we dunked on from a couple of years ago, Gold, that had 4 quarterbacks ahead of Patrick Mahomes, but we all laughed and laughed and laughed, and it was hilarious that that would be the case. I mean, look at last year's list now. Like, you and I mean, we can get our jokes off about Joe Burrow and the other team. The idea that on this list, these are the quarterbacks listed that are better than Joe Burrow on last year's list. Tua, Jordan Love, Brock Purdy. I mean, just like somebody.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, look, out of all these.
Like, we can make CJ Stroud. You're like, those guys are not better than Joe Burrow.
Like, no, I think what happens with this list, this is why, like, people take it less and less serious every year. One, it's voted on in November by players that some of them claim they never were even given an opportunity to vote to begin
with.
Yeah,
they've never even seen the ballot.
And it is very, much off of what did you do from September 1st till like mid-November of the prior season. So we'd have to go back, like, who is leading the league in passing from September 1st to whatever? Joe Burrow. So I guess by that, to Drew's point, I guess by the way this top 100 list works, I guess, yeah, someone might even have him number 1 on their freaking ballot because it's September 1 through November 15th, and it's just a player thing that some of them take 2 seconds to fill out.
Some of this comes back to, and then we can kind of move on, but like some of this comes back to the same thing, which is, I know, and I'm not pretending like Brett Veach's job is not harder as a result of this, and I think he's done an excellent job. I think he's the best or the second best GM in the sport. So this is nitpicking. But like, I know his job is harder because of where he's picking. But Chris Jones and Travis Kelce have been staples of the list, were found in the 3rd round. So if given enough drafts, you should eventually find that kind of top-end talent somewhere in the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th rounds. He's done a very good job finding starters in those rounds. I just think at some point you got to find like the top-end talent, you know, in the range.
This goes back to
the Jordan. It could be the 1st, 2nd, or 3rd.
A good chunk of their picks have been, you know, on you know, positions that you don't want to pay in free agency and you'd rather draft, and that is linebacker, center, guard. Yep. You know, recently, of course, they spent a premium pick on Worthy. This year, Josh Simmons again, so on another tackle. So we'll see what he ends up being. Maybe he is a guy in a couple of years that he's easily a top 100 player.
And Trent McDuffie might be the kind of player that we just talked about.
And Trent McDuffie, of course, is homegrown as well. What do you guys, what's your prediction for the top 5 then? We don't do 10. What do you think the top 5 will be based on knowing how these players
Lamar Jackson
think,
and Josh Allen will both be in it.
In the top 5.
I think Mahomes will be just outside of it. Yeah, I think Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen will be in the top 5. Or you know what?
I think 3 quarterbacks.
Based on Mahomes being 4th last year, he might even be 9th by some people's
standards.
I think
he's like 9th or 10th. So I don't think he's top 5.
Josh Allen will absolutely be in the top 5.
I think he might be.
He could. I think how many sacks did TJ Watt have? Or who led the league in sacks last year?
Trey Hendrickson.
But he's not going to be top 5.
No, not enough name cachet.
I bet you Hendrickson won't even be. I bet you he won't even be top 20. The disrespect to be right.
He was top 70 last year.
I think Miles Garrett still might be top 5. So Miles Garrett. I guess, Drew, you could be right about Chase. That's crazy to me. But Saquon.
I think Saquon will replace Christian McCaffrey as the guy who's not the... And Ja'Marr Chase, I mean, you got to put Ja'Marr Chase somewhere. If Tyreek Hill got number 1 from the previous year, why wouldn't Ja'Marr Chase, the guy who won the Triple Crown? I'm going to guess Saquon, Ja'Marr Chase, Jackson, Allen, Micah. That's my official guess for the top 5.
You said Micah over Garrett?
Oh, God.
Garrett over Micah.
Garrett over Micah. You're right.
Someone said, "Where's Jaden Daniels go?" That's a good question. Yeah, is Jaden Daniels automatically?
Like,
does he debut
like Brock Purdy? He'll be like 25
based on his season. Jaden Daniels might debut in the top 15.
Maybe
top 10.
He might be because you said CJ Stroud was 20 last year.
Is that and he had a better year than him. He might be 15th or something. Yeah.
He might.
It's interesting. Don't you guys feel like there was way more noise around this list like many years ago? Like now everybody kind of realizes, it's, okay, these players don't even really vote on it.
It was on NFL Network and everything. Yeah,
they still might do the, they still might do the top 20 on NFL Network or something. I don't know.
It's not even the whole list anymore. Yeah. It's just,
it's just
falling off. Yeah.
It's just a different view. I think the act is kind of ran out on this thing.